letter that the Altitan Kelim wrote to his son. It's printed in the Chachma Musa, Ey the Galif, Mr. Kufla Medalit. He asked him a very thought-provoking question. There's a minig Yisrael, it's the Chol Tvusay Yisrael. When you write someone's name, you write Neira Yair, Nun Yud, Neira Yair, Ve'Yizrach Samrayt. So he asked his son, why is it, what's the great bracha? Why is it of all things he writes Neira Yair as if that's the greatest bracha, that's Chayil Kol Tov? So he writes to him, it's true, Neira Yair is the most wonderful bracha you give someone. It's Chayil Kol HaTovos. It's Chayil Yishev Adas, Simcha. Neira Yair is up Yaltif and Kelim. Is Menuchas HaNefesh. And Menuchas HaNefesh writes the altar, Asher Ein Oynig Kamoyu. There is no greater pleasure, there's no greater enjoyment, no greater bracha than the bracha of Menuchas HaNefesh. It's the yisoid of simcha, the yisoid of happiness. And when I read this remarkably brilliant insight, I was thinking to myself, you know, when you hear sometimes a verse, a deher, so very often the yisoid is subjective, it depends on the person, it's a matter of opinion, it depends what kind of person. But this simple yisoid, at the greatest bracha that we give a person is Neira Yoy, should have Menuchas HaNefesh. This is something that less mandapalik. This is something that Kula Alma Moida, that the greatest Oynig, Ein Oynig is Simcha to Menuchas HaNefesh. And Deit Fetishkach, look around at the world. People can have literally Kol Tov, everything. They could have money and fame, but if you're worried, if you're full of anxiety, if you're depressed, and all the other things that rob a person from happiness, so nothing is valuable. Not money, not covet. If someone is worried, say there's a whole study in medicine, whole psychology that deals with people that are worried, that are anxious. It's true, the greatest bracha is Menuchas HaNefesh. And even you, Bachrim, you're still not into the world of Panasa and raising a family. But even in the Olam HaYeshiva, you'll see clear that's the biggest bracha. A person has problems, he's worried, whether it's in yeshiva, whether it's family problems, whether it's financial problems that's in the family, whether it's a brother or a sister, something that keeps our minds focused and worried. Or he sees a chava that's doing better than him, and then he starts to have kinna, which is a detractor of Menuchas HaNefesh. Even now you see the important bracha of Menuchas HaNefesh. That without Menuchas HaNefesh, nothing is worthwhile, nothing has a tam. And for Karet, the biggest tzara, the biggest makah, the biggest klala that a person has is bilbul hadas. When he's worried, again he can have kol tov, and ask any psychologist that the person can have kol tov, but if he's worried, if he doesn't have Menuchas HaNefesh, he can't function. And I once pointed out, we see in the Hashanahs that we say, so in one of them we speak, the Python describes the biggest problem that faces that particular chelik of the Bria. Adam, Meyered, Behema has its own klala, Meshkele, Mishakele, Goyren, Migazam, Dogam, Midalekes, and each chelik of the Bria that the Python describes its worst, greatest enemy. And then it speaks about a person. What is man's biggest enemy? What could the Python think about that's the biggest klala that a person has? Nefesh mi beholo. When a person is tzitzumot, when a person does not have Menuchas HaNefesh, and I guess we all experience it when something's by our minds, whether it's kinna, whether it's sinna, whether it's machlaikis, but any other element that robs a person of Menuchas HaNefesh, and then a person feels the chush that the greatest klala is nefesh mi b'hala, when he doesn't have yeshiva das, when he's worried. Simcha brings to the greatest aliyah. Atzvus brings to the greatest tefillah. The biggest bracha is Nuchas HaNefesh. The biggest klala is Nefesh Mibahala. So what's the Eitzah? How does a person find that Samachayim, that wonderful Samachayim of Nuchas HaNefesh? How does a person deal with Nefesh Mibahala when there's so much to worry about and there's so much to be concerned about? I often tell you that Torah is our Samachayim. That not only Kiheim Chayim of Ari Chemenu of Yenevelt, but of their Velt, Torah is Chiyas. Torah is a Shtik Chiyas. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Chayim Heim Lim Maitseyehem, or a different Pasuk, Maitseyim Matza Chayim. Torah HaGadosh is a true Samachayim. And let us try, Bez Hashem, tonight to look into the Torah HaGadosh and to try to find the way to come to this wonderful bracha of Menuchas HaNefesh. And we have to be magnum, of course, there are times that we have Behola. That's the Olam HaNesoyen, and that's what we're here for. And the person often is faced with the Nesoyen of Nefesh Behola. How do we find that bracha of Menucha, and how do we deal with Matzavim that the Eibishter sends us that potentially are Nefesh Mi Behola? I'm going to tell you the Gemara in Shabbos, Afayin Zayin. We very much don't like saying this. It's a Modna Gemara, a Shvera Gemara. If we don't understand it, if we think it's Modna, does not mean it's Modna. But this Gemara, the Mefarshim say, is a very, very Shvera Gemara, a very, very Modna Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos says, of Zera once met Rabbi Yehuda, the Chazid had a Bedicha Daita. He saw he was in a good mood. That didn't mean he had one cup too much to drink, Chalila. It means he was at a Hoibana mood. He saw he chapped him in a very Shasa Kaisha, a very opportune time. And Rav Zeir saw, he realized that this is such a special, opportune time. If you'd ask him any question, anything, any question that bothers him, he would get the answer. Not at Chatzi HaMalchus, but this was without restriction, without limitation. Kol Chaloli Da'alma he could get from him. So he asked him 6 questions. Now how would we react if we'd be in this opportunity of Kol Chaloli Da'alma, what you could ask him? Ich weiß, we'd ask about Maisa Merkava, why Tzadik Veraloi, Yediyah and Bechira, the Shveres to Shailas. I mean, why a Zentayr and Mrs. Davening? I mean, questions that only the Abish knows the answer. What would we ask Kol Chaloi Da'alma? Zav the Gemara, he asked him 6 questions. 4 I'm going to shel zechan tonight, Bez Hashem, and 2 I'll leave for a different opportunity. And I'm reading from the Gemara. As unbelievable as it sounds, this is a lashon Gemara. Question number 1, he asked him, my time the Gemara zut the Gnuftei. Why does a camel have a short tail? So, a good question. That's one of the Chalol Yalma. So you would answer, because he lives in swamps with his kites and with his thorns, and he might get hurt, his tail will get hurt, so he has to have a short tail. The next question, the next Chalol Yalma from the Sodis HaBriya, why does an ox have a long tail? So again, Rabbi Yehuda answered him, because he lives in the Agam, he lives in the swamps, there are a lot of flies. So with the tail, like Rashi Taitcha, Lahad Riach Hayatushim, he could chase away the flies. And if you ever watch a cow, Taki uses his tail as a fly swat. The third question that he asked him, my time the kind of the Kamsa Rechicha, kind of Rashi Taitcha's Arba, we'll call it grasshopper. Why did the grasshopper have those soft antennas, if we may use that word? So Rabbi Yehuda answered him, because if he would bang into the wall and he would have a hard antenna, it would get broken. So it has to be soft, it has to be resilient that he could withstand this problem. The last question he asked him, and again this Lashon HaGemara, why is it that by a chicken the bottom eyelid goes over the top eyelid? Usually it's by carrot. Why by a chicken is the bottom eyelid go over the top lid? So to that he answered him, because his environment is the smoke, and the ocean might damage or might irritate his eyes. These were the 6 questions, the questions, the Chalol Alma, about a camel, about an ox, about a grasshopper, and about a chicken, an eyelid, a tail, an antenna. Chassel of a fellas, it's Nishtuf Ashtayim, this is his Chalala Yalma. So the Mepharshim, Muchazich, what's the Pshat, the Mashah has a Pshat, the Derech Soy, that he's asking Soy this Mayroi. But I think maybe only, I think there's a message on more of a Pashat the Oifen for us in our quest for Menuchas HaNefesh when we deal with the Klala of Nefesh Mibahala. I was recently zeichet to learn a sugya in Tilos Yadayim, which is of course one of the reasons the Rishonim say is Al Tzvur Achra. And I saw a number of Paiskim quote of Shlomo Zalman, who has the Kabbalah Ishmi Piyish till the Goyim Zechayim Levracha, that after the Misa of the Ger Tzedek, there's less Ruach Ra Ba'olam. And the ramifications of Halacha I'm not getting into now, but this is the Kabbalah we have Ishmi Piyish till the Goyim, that after the Ger Tzedek Avram Ben Avram was burnt Al Kiddush Hashem, the world has less Ruach Ra. And you could imagine how that caught my interest. What does that mean? What was greatness of the Ger Tzedek? And Akidei Kach, he had an impact on the entire world. La Halacha, the place can use it. I did a little research, and this mice is printed in a number of places. But to make a long story short, we know there was a Graf Potocki. He was a Ben Malachim. He was a very son of a very prominent guy, and he became a Ger. And the Catholic Church, of course, wanted to kill him for this terrible crime. And he went away, he ran away, he went into hiding. And he hid in a little shtetl, Ilya, in Litta. And he sat and learned Yom HaValayla. And one day, after a son of a Inshi Dela Mali started up with him, and he got angry, and he told his father, and his father went and did the most horrible, horrible crime in Yiddishkeit. He was a Maisa. He snitched, he informed that here in this Beis Medrash is the, and the, of course the church was looking all over for him, and here he is in this Beis Medrash. And Kachavi, they found him, and they gave him an ultimatum, either the Megaya, or we're going to kill you, we're going to burn you at stake. And there's a whole mice how the Goyim sent him a shliach, that the Koyachos Tamirim, whatever that means, the Goyim knew what that meant, but the Koyachos Tamirim, he could rescue him, but the Graf Potocki Avram Ben Avram declined. And they took him, and he was a public spectacle, and they burnt him, Al Kiddush Hashem. And this is a relatively well-known story, but the end, I think the Olam doesn't know, I think it is a Perek Shleima, a Mesechta Shleima, in the aside of Menuchas HaNefesh. This is the lesson that they quote from the Avram Ben Avram. He said, "In Rak Eskil, this guy's Kol Shehi, Ba'olam Emes, Valhav Olam Emes, Le'anuach Ve'le'eshkait, I won't rest, Atshi Yalav Ve'yavi Lahavi Oisei Malshin, L'chayei Olam Haba. If I'll have any schus, I'll use it to bring the Malshin to Olam Haba. Because Harei Hu'ach as he came, Ve'oish Agod L'kazeh, Le'yisarif Al-Kedusha Shema Yizbarach. He gave me the opportunity, he gave me the privilege of dying Al Kiddush Hashem." And when you hear this story, it's just amazing, the Ahavas Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem, the Sameach v'Yisurim. And I guess we begin to understand what the Goyim meant, what kind of historias is made in Shemayim, Azah Bria, Azah Kodesh, Azah Nachas Ruach to the Eibishter. But I think there's one nekuda that we often overlook. Look at the unbelievable Hashgachah Pratis that this Ger Tzedek lived with. Look at the feeling that rock firm, a belief in Ein Oid Mavadai. You know, I could stand there and tell you and talk to you, but I think we can never ever appreciate the godless of this Ger Tzedek and his akara in Ashkacha Pratis. Just picture it. Here he is, he gives up Kol Hayim the Alma, a most promising future. He gives up Kol Tov for Yiddishkeit. And now where is he holding? They're going to burn him at stake. And look at the questions. Look at the nefesh mi bahola that should have plagued him. Zu teira v'zu schara. Where's the Eibishter? Where's Klal Yisrael? And the Misa Mishuna, and he's a public scene. But the Al-Kulam, the feeling that he should have had. Why did this happen to him? He's learning Al-Teira v'al-Avoida. He was Maisa Nefesh. And now he's being burnt. Because of the Yid, a member of the nation that he gave up his life for, that he gave everything up for, a Yid that did the most horrible crime of being a Malshin. And just think about a normal person, an abnormal, a Dehoivene person. But the Bilbo Hadas, the Nefesh Mi Behola, how we should feel. You know, the Mesillas Yesharim writes that the sweetest, the Zichta Zach, the greatest oinig that a person could have, he writes, is Nekama. Of course, it's not a Heta. He's trying to show the Nesoyim Sheboy. But when a person gets even, that's the greatest tainig a person has. It's a normal emotion. Avada, we have an Issa, we seek him. But that's a normal feeling, an understandable feeling. And this is the way the Ger Tzedek could have looked at the situation. But look at the Noidizik of feeling of Ein Oid Movada, that he, at that most trying moment, that most difficult moment, he didn't see a fire burning. He didn't see a nation of Goyim cheering on his death. He didn't see a Moisa, a horrible Moisa. He didn't see a Misa Mishuna. All he saw was the Yad Hashem. And all he was worried about was to bring the Malshin to Olam Haba. He lived with the Akara that Ein Oid Mavada, that this is what's in Hashem. And the Goyim could have saved him, but he didn't want to be saved. Because if the Abish to put him in this matzif, Azay Dav Zayin. I wasn't there, but I'm almost certain that he died with the greatest simcha. And like I once told you, David HaMelech lived a life of sorrows. Hoshiyeni Elekim kibol mayim ad nafesh. Rabu Misares Roishi Oy Vaychinam was a description of David's life. It became part of Tehillim. So you think, so how could David HaMelech be the Ne'im Zmir Yisrael? How could David HaMelech, whose lives, whose tzaris were constant, Mibayis, Mibachutz, how could David HaMelech be the Ne'im Zmir Yisrael, who was Kulei Shevech V'Haidah, who said over 26 times, Ki Li Olam Chazdai? Was David lying? Was he fooling himself? Here he says, Rabu Misaris Roshi Oy Vachinim, his son wanted to kill him, Israel wanted to kill him, Hoshiyein Elikim Kubol Mayim Ad Nefesh, and the same kill him, he could write, Ki Li Olam Chazdai, and it's not Gizoch, it's not a Nigin, it's Torah Gedosha, it's Tehillim. How did that stem? Mitzarecha, the Tzaris Ad Ein Sois, and he's the one who tili olam chazik. He spit shevach vaydah to the Eibishter. So I once said, I believe the answer in his own words. Dan ki elach begeit al moves. David, that was a very accurate description of David's life. He went through geit al moves to matol yamov. But ma'irayah, he wasn't worried. Ki ata imadi. He saw the Eibishter. He didn't see people, he didn't see tzaris, he saw the Yad Hashem. He saw the Yisayit of our Muna that Ein Oid Mavadai. He didn't see an Avshalom, he didn't see a Shaul, he didn't see a Basheva, he didn't see a Shimi Ben Gera, he didn't see Polishtim. He didn't see the unbelievable Sainim. He lived a life of Gei Talmudis. But he felt Tiyate Imadi when someone lives with the Eibishta. So that's a life of Tili Olam Chazdai. A tzaddik is always besimcha. Ranenu tzaddikim b'Hashem, right? That's the pasuk we say on Shabbos davening. And I once wondered, isn't that a theorem in Eubay? Chazal tell us that it's a teva ha'olam, that there's a metzias of tzaddik v'raloi. That is a metzias of tzaddikim chilasim yisurim. That eis asher yehav Hashem yechiyach. So a tzaddik is a personification of nisyonis. So how could it be of all people ran on tzaddikim b'Hashem? So I once saw the Eben Ezra v'duch shech mehi b'avon this kasha, and he says a beautiful hemshach. And think about it when you say it. His lashon, like all the rishonim, we should be medayik ki a tzaddikim b'simcha uveranan liyolam. They're always happy, they're always mishabeach, they're always screaming, Hoy Lashem Ki Toiv. The Eina Mitz'atzin Amashe Goz Aleyem Hashem. It's true, Tzadik V'Raloi. It's true, Eis Asher Yehav Hashem Mechiyach. Why? That's the smichis of the Pasuk. Kiyasa devar Hashem v'chol maseyu b'emuna. Look, the Ebenezer ki akol yoishev emuna. It's not always good, it's not always rosy, it's not always the way we want. But you know why it's Rana Tadikim Bashem? Because ki akol yoishev emuna, there's a cheshvid. Because even though it's gay kalmoves, but it's atimadi. And sometimes the Eibishta is tzadik for Rabbi, and sometimes the Eibishta eis ashayev Hashem yechiyach. But when you live with Ita Yisbach, when you live with an Akara that ain't like Movadoi, you don't see the Tzaris. There's a beautiful verse in the Baal Shem Tov, he teaches, Ki ina hina yavecha Hashem, ki ina yavecha yavedu. So he teaches what person in his life has so much Tzaris and so much Nisyonis and so many Sonim and so many Machloikisim. And each one could destroy a person. But Ki ina yavecha Hashem, when he realizes that it's not Oyvecha, it's not Shemi Ben Geira, it's not Avshalim, it's not Shal, but it's Avinu of Arachim, and it's the Yevishta. Then the Meila Kihina Oyvecha Yevedu, he has no more enemies. Because Gan Kielach Begay Talmoves, Lo Yero Kiati Madi, because a person can live a life Misarech of Robu Saris Reishi Oyvechinam, but he's the one that says Kili Oyvam Chazdoi. You know, we talk about Baal B'tochen, the mid of B'tochen, Baal B'tochen, Toil Yeshuas. What is B'tochen? What is a Baal B'tochen? What is the definition? So we think, Vos Heis, who doesn't know? I have B'tochen, I'll be the best Mashiach, the best Kishrin, and when you get older, you'll find the best Shidduch, you'll have a fantastic job, a nice home, and wonderful children, and you'll live happily ever after. You buy a lottery ticket, I have B'tochen, I'm going to win, and they're going to call you tomorrow that you won. So that's a Nairish Tatois. That's not B'tochen. That's wishful thinking. That's optimism. A fine Amida. But as no Shaykh is the B'tochen. B'tochen, the Rishonim say, Klar, I'll read you the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoinah Shari Tshuva Perek Gimel Pasuk Chavav. He has a wonderful, wonderful shmooze on the whole. A shmooze makif on B'tochen. But the line I want to tell you, Inyan B'tochen Sheyeda Im Levavai, Ki akol bidei shamayim. I think what he's saying is, you know what B'tochen is? Ki ati imadi. That is a cheshvin. And you look in the Chayvus Halvavashar B'tochen, he says this over and over. The Ramban in the end of Parshas Boy says this over and over, but that the Amunah means she'ein mikra ba'olam. The Chinuch writes this in numerous places. In fact, that's one of the mitzvahs to Tadiris that the Alach and Siman Aleph quotes the Chinuch. V'ein l'shum nivra koyach lasek dava bilti yitzoyni. B'tochen is to see soinim and realize ki ati imadi. B'tochen is to live in gay talmoves, but to say ki li'olam chazek, because you see through the sonim and you see ki li'avecha Hashem, that it's all the Yevishter, it's all from the Yevishter. And I once added to this whole list of Rishayim, them is a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk in Perek Gimel says, "Mi ze amo vatehi Hashem lo yitziva." So the Nesivus in his Pirush Palgei Moyim, printed in the Mekoreis Gedolos, teaches the pasuk of Shas. Hayala al adas, is there a havamina? Is it thinkable? Shenimtza adam shekola sheyas kola sheyigza oyim yiskayim im Hashem lo yitziva zayis. Is it possible that a person about the chira could do something to me if Hashem didn't allow him? Mi ze oma ayitachin hayal al das that a Baal Bechir could do something to me if Hashem leitziva? That's what the pasuk is saying. Now how that stims Yedi and Bechir we once spoke about, and that's not for now. But that's what the pasuk is saying, Rabbi say. The pasuk is saying the Yisoy that the Rishonim say that B'tochen does not mean you're going, everything's going to be good, but that everything is with a cheshvin. The Chazinish in the Emunah B'tochen Perek Beis, Kedargai had a chush to write Yisoydis Gedolos Amkis in simple words. And here I saw it again. He writes, Inyan HaBitochen Hua Eimon, the belief, the firm belief, She'ein Mikra Ba'olam, nothing just happens. V'chol Hanasa Tachas HaShemesh, whatever happens, HaKol Ba'achraza Mi'ita Yisvarach. Hakol, everything. That means if Bnei Torah go on a trip and it starts to rain in the middle, that was Min HaShemayim. That's the way it had to be. And if someone thinks differently, he's missing the basic bitachin. Because me is the honor of Atei, even if Baal Bechira can't affect me, if not me, Yitza Yisbara. You know what bitachin is? That when a person, he might not find a job, he might not find a shidduch, he might not have children, but he knows Mi'ita Yisbara. He knows that the Hashgacha Pratis, that the Eibishter is watching him and loves him, like the Chayav Salavas writes, Yoisim Mikol Merachem, and this is his matzit that he has to be in. That's Bitachin. He missed the train and he missed the business deal. That's Bitachin. And if he hears later that he couldn't believe it, but the flight crashed, so that's a good story for the books. But you know what Bitachin is? He missed the train, and the train didn't crash, and he lost the Hoin Rav, but he chaz his ein, mi'ita yisbarach. And if he would have ran and ran and ran, it wouldn't have helped. Because the Hashgacha Pratis, like the Rebbeinu Yoina and the Chayav Salvavis and the Chinuch say, and like the Chazay Nish puts it, hakol mi'ita yisbarach. You know, Yisurim, physical, emotional, you assume, whatever it is enough to destroy a person. A person has a tragedy in the family. It's enough to literally make a korban. And then there's the Goyish Welt has a way of dealing with it, psychology and how to accept it, and therapy. But you know what one said? That therapy is not really the answer. It's just covering over the problem. It's like if you have a wart, you put a band-aid, no one sees it, but lamaisa inside the person is sebrachin. You know what the Torah therapy, you know what the Eibishter therapy is for Tzara? I'll tell you. The pasuk says, Bani matem Hashem aleikechem, lois goyidu v'lois esim u'karcha b'yanechem lameis. It's a very demanding pasuk, a very challenging pasuk. The derech was in the olden days, when someone lost a karev, a beloved member of his family, so the minig was they used to rip themselves and scratch themselves, and that was the way of expressing their sorrow and their tzar. They relieved their pain. And kum di Eibishter and says, "That's a love. You can't do that. You can't write of a mace. I, the person, has sorrow. I, the tutvei, or I, the tutvei shreitman. So is this fair? What am I to do? I'm full of pain." So you look in the Eben Ezra, and then the Sefornu and the Archaim HaKadosh say the same shot, but I read the lesson of the Eben Ezra. He teaches the pasuk, he gives you the Torah therapy of being the Kabbal Yisurim Bahava. And it's beautiful, but it's probably the pasuk, the Hemshech in the pasuk. You know the Eyur Amish's child. No, he's not the father. He loves you more than the biggest of Harachamon. You're not Stama's son, but you're the Ben that the father loves more than any human father. Lachain, out is going to do al kamasha yasa. He calls a yasa l'toiv. Whatever he does is good. So why do you feel pain if you realize it's a cheshbin? I the ma'isich v'shtein it. A person loses a relative, a father, mother, and he's a brachin. Dr. Weitz, im loyse vinuhu, you all understand, kashaloye vinu banim kitana ma'isavim. When a child gets a touch from the father, he cries. But if he has a little bit seichel, he knows that's the greatest expression of ahava. The father loves him and he's trying to correct him. Rak yismuchu alav, and that's the pshat. Banim atim Hashem aleichem. The Eibus loves you more than any human father, and therefore life is going to do. That's the Yiddish therapy of dealing with pain. We don't have a teretz, but what Bitachin tells us, there's really no kasha, because it's a cheshbin. And if we anoshim ketanim can't know the cheshbin, doesn't mean there is no cheshbin. And I once saw a ma'aseh from Rabbaran, and I think it's mamish is the taich. It's the beautiful, beautiful taich of bitachin of Kabbalah Yisurim. It's in Rabbaran's avort, but it's really the yisoid of all the rishonim that we mentioned till now. Rabbi Teidua suffered from Yenem Machli, had terrible Yisurim, and mamash in the last day of his life, he was in terrible pain, and his devoted Rebbetzin was there, and she felt the pain. She told him, Zog zich nit, so that's ain't good. Can it be good? So Rabbi Besheris Koichai protested, because nay, nisht se vet ain't good, se shoyin good. By look bin in good hand. That's betachin. That's the real betachin. Think about it. Think about Ashrei Adam by Teyach Bach. Think about Bonim Atem Hashem Aleichem. Here a person can have a headache and he has tinnitus and he's upset. He can have a kleinikite. And then you see a person who's racked with Yisurim that literally took his life. And look how he touches it up. Look how he looks at it. Look how he sees Ashkocha Pratis. He wasn't thinking it's going to have a happy ending. He didn't think it would be a nest. But you know what was his nechama? But I've been in good hands. This is the bracha atzuma of bitachin. Not that it's going to be good, but it's a showing good. I've been in good hands. How can you understand it? Here he is, he's dying from cancer and he's suffering. What do you mean? But it's showing good. My luchbin in good hands. We don't understand it. Maybe one day we will. You know, a chava of mine told me a very clever thing. He says, this world, Olam Hazeh, is not a safe place to live in. You think about it, you know, there's a lot of chachma to that. You hear all sorts of stories and machlas and tragedies and accidents and crashes and muggings and murders. There's a lot that a person to worry about. You live in a world with millions of people, and most of them are not ready to be called people, and you have to go on the street with them, and you hear all sorts of crazy stories, how a person could shoot someone because you cut him off on a lane, an accident, and a person with sense, a sensible person, has all the right in the world to be worried. You're walking the guy, walking the street today. They say you have to come alive. You have to bend gomel. I'm Mr. Shagoyim. It's not a safe place to live in. It's true. And besides machlis, and besides the economy problems in Panosa and in Sargid Lvanim, in every part of life, in every stage of life, a person has the right to say, you know, this world is not a safe place to live in. But then you have the Baal Batochen. He realizes he's in good hands. He realizes it's showing good. And you know something? You know something? He lives in the safest world that's possible. He lives in the world of Hakol Me'ita Yisbarach. He lives in the world of Bonim Atem Lashem Adoikechem. And he could see a burning fire, and he could see a Moisa, and he could see a Zutayr of a Zutchara question that could destroy a person. Do you know what he sees? He sees the safest world. He sees the Abishta. And all he's worried about is to bring the Moisa to Gan Eden. You could have a person, a Gadol Hadar, that's dying from cancer, Rachmana Leslan, who has all the rights of Nefesh, Nibahol, and Rebbein Adam, where are you? But he's in good hands. And he's living in the safest world. He's living with Ita Yisrael. There are Yisurim, there are problems, and a person has a right to feel bad. But then there's a person that lives with the Eibishta, and he knows there's a cheshbon for everything. I once heard from Shimon Kasev, the Chassad of Bevracha, he said on the passing of Ayeshev, when Yosef was taken to Mitzrayim, he named Nechois the Tziva Light to the Malayhem Noisim, Nechois the Tziva Light. They were carrying different perfumes. So Rashi, yes, what do you mean? We know the Derech was, they carried Nefet. They had an unpleasant odor. Why? Punk did these Yishmaelim have Nechais Tzivalite? So Rashi says that Yosef HaTzadik shouldn't be exposed to a unpleasant odor of Nefet. So therefore, the Eibishter was mazmin, epsei, eshini ateva, that the Gemalayhem noisim the choyset tziva light. So Hashem Zechayin Levacha asked, it's a pliyat suma. He's heading for 13 years in Gehenim, in Erbet Haaretz, no Yiddishkeit, in jail, a near death. And all the Eibishter is worried about is he shouldn't have a bad smell. He's heading for Gehenim, but on the way he should have a perfume, first class. You know what he said? This is the Yesoid in Hashgacha Pratis. Yosef min HaShemayim deserved 13 years in Mitzrayim. That's okay. But in the Cheshvin, there was not that he should be exposed to an unpleasant odor. So the Eibishter took care of Zvelten Kaviyachol. The Eibishter made a Shini Ateva that he shouldn't have that unpleasant odor. Because 13 years in Gehenim was Oiske Cheshvin, but not a bad smell. You know what kind of inside of the hair that is? That even when it's bad, and even when the Tzaris, but even the Tzaris are Gecheshvin, are Oiske Cheshvin, and Gemostin, on cold Pratu Prat. That's someone who lives with Ita Yisbar, who sees Ashgacha Pratis in everything, even in Yisurim, and even in the Eichas of Yisurim. And is that a chiddush? Don't we all the Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayim? Ain't Adam Noike that's boy Mulamasta? Even a stub of the finger is min Hashemayim. Or the Gemara in Erech and Tez Zayim? What's Yisurim if you stick your hand into your pocket and take out the wrong coin? That's teaching you something, Rabbi Yisai. That's teaching you the extent of Hashgacha Pratis. That even when a person's in Tzaris Tzaruris, but everything is Oiske Cheshvin. There's a time, there's a place, there's an amount, there's an eichas, there's a kamas. Hakol mi'ita yizbarach, hafle v'fela. You know, I don't know the schar. We don't know the schar of a mitzvah, of the mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs to dearest of betochen. But I do know the schar v'hayalma of betochen. A person is zeicha to benuchas ha-nefesh. The questions of why me, why did it happen, why is he better, why does he have this, why can I be this? A question that destroys a person, that destroys people, that destroys gevirim, that destroys prominent public figures when they see someone else has more, or when something happens. The nefesh mi behala that destroys mikot and v'adgadol. And then you have a different attitude. You have an attitude of a Geret Tzedek that's dying out Kiddush Hashem, and he sees a kasha v'shchait, the koinei koilis, zu teire zu schora, and he's the simcha. Because he knows to showing good v'alach bidding good to hands. That's the bracha, that's the schar v'hayalma of the Baal Betochen. He doesn't have terutzim because he doesn't have kasha. Ah, you look so bad. Ah, you could be worried. He should be worried. Ah, he's dying from yena machla. Eftach lo yefchad. He's not worried. He doesn't have nefesh mi behala because he has betochen. Ashrei adam b'teyach bach of devil is the schar of betochen. But you know something? There's more to this bracha of betochen. There's a whole nother period, a whole nother mesechta to the schar of Asher Yodnam Beiteyach Bach. How often a person has aggravation, agmas nefesh, tainis, whether it's bein ish l'chaveray, whether it's bein ish l'yishtay, whether it's bein ish l'chavrusa shaloi. He said this, he did this, he forgot to do this. Bekitza, tainis, and then a person falls into that terrible, terrible blotter. But he's kas, and look at the Mesilas Yisharim, how he describes kas, what kas does to a person, and we don't need to be married, we all know. Or sometimes he falls into sinas chinam, which the chinach, when he's in Reish Lamed Ches, he writes, Kisinas haleib geremes royos gedoilos v'yamida hapchusav hanimasa b'tachlas hamiyas b'eini kol balseichol. What sinna does to a person, to the one that has sinna, how it robs any bit of happiness when he sees someone. And the person says, what should I do? I'm only human. He did something, he said something, he didn't do what I told him, he forgot. You know, the whole chavila from Tainis. what should I do? I'm a human. I have human feelings. I have human emotions. Or sometimes a person is consumed with kinnah. Everybody has a good time. Everybody is good than him and his kishrin or his family or his panasa or his job or his home. And he had a disadvantage and he had the raw deal. And you start talking, but don't you know that kinnah, like the Rosh and the Chas Chaim says, is a choydi rasha, ain't a refuah. But what should I do? What should I do? I'm human. I look around and everybody is so good. And me, look what I'm missing. I have so little. And you know something? Each one is a good kasha. How does a person, how does a human being who's not a malach deal with kas, with sinna, with machloikis, with kinna? It's a very good kasha because we're only humans. But I'll tell you the answer. The answer in one word. The right answer, the accurate answer, and I guarantee you, it's the only answer. And the answer is bitachon. To realize, like the Medrash says, v'chi oylam shel hefker eisa. Do you think it's a hefkevel? Don't forget, you have kindness to him. Mi ze oma batei Hashem leitziva. That's the Eivister. He's a shliach. He's a garzim b'yad ha-choytziv. And again I say, how does that stim yadiya b'chira? I'll be glad to tell you afterwards. But to realize, no baal b'chira, like the Rambam and all the Rishayim, except for the Rechaim HaKadosh, they clear that no one, no baal b'chira could do something if Hashem lo yitziva. And you look in the Rishayim, the Orcha Sadikim in Perek Vav, Shaar Sina, the way he makes it, he makes sin almost a gelechta. What do you want from him? He's the Eibishter. The Goyim Taitches, Sinas Chinim, is every sinner. Because if you realize that he's a Shliach der Rachmana, so what do you want from him? Avada, Kinna is a big Nisoyan, but like the Evan Ezra, and the Sachmar, and Taka, the Orcha Sadikim, and Shar Kinna say, if you live at the Tachin, if you realize, then Ein Adam Negev, Mashem Luchel, Lachaveroi, there's no Kinna. You have yours, and he has his. You're angry at him, you're angry at the Eibishter. If you have the right bitachon, and avada, this is not a pasha de madrega, but this is what the Eibishter wants from us. This is kol ha'torah kula. And then a person gets older and goes into the nisoyin of panosa. Oy, is he faced with the siyayin? Oy, is a person overwhelmed and overtaken by the nisoyin of bezeis apechis toichalechem? He has to make a panosa. And he looks around, mitishtik, on this geneva, he can make 3 extra dollars. And everybody does it, and why not? I have to make a living. And then some people, they take off their time of learning the Tri Hitma Torah, because I have to support my family. And how a person could fall into Shoyal Tachtiyos because of the Nisoyin of Panasa. What can I do? I have to support a family. What should I do? The answer is betochen. Basic betochen. Like the Gemara says, Mir Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Diz Mezainois, Shal Adam Ketuvim Loi. That means basic betochen dictates that if a person does more than he has to do, and certainly if a person, Chalila, makes shtiklach, which the Torah calls geneva. Okay, shtiklach means geneva. If a person makes shtiklach, he's a shaita. You know why? Because we all know Ein Adam Choyte V'loy Loi. So he's not going to have more. It was Mizanois of Tzuv Loi. So why are you stealing and being oive and not helping? And this again, your person could find Mekairis. There are so many Mekairis to this that nothing's going to help. Nothing's going to change what the Eibishter was Geizer Hashana. I found a letter from the Chazon Ish. I always find that he has a way of bringing out messages in a few words. He writes about a shayla that they had on the Eretz Yisrael, and the way he teaches it up, I think, is enough to stop, to put an end to the shtiklach in Panasa, to the people that forget about Limud HaTorah when it comes to Panasa. And he writes, V'chi chayeyem v'rechushem v'chol derolem v'yodi yisbarach ilos kol ilois. This is in Siman Tzadik Dalet. V'chi b'chol hishtadlusam lo yosifu ala gozo lehem. It won't help. A beautiful muscle to the mon, and then he says, he's talking about milking on Shabbos, I, the maestro, you have to make money. So listen to his lashon. Chiyachaliva b'shabes l'man hinatzel mihefsid kimechabes adleike b'shvichas nefet aleish. It's like putting out a fire with gasoline. You're doing an aveira. Is that going to help? Is that going to add to your panasa? It's a gedda. You let them chayte v'layla. It won't help. And there are so many nisyonis and so many big people fall into big nisyonis and big aveiras because they forget the yisoid of bitachon, that there's a baal habira, that there's an eibush that hakol me'ita yisbarach. This is the brach of bitachon. The true bitachon is what happens, what you don't want to happen, or what you do want to happen and doesn't happen. There's a cheshbon. Whether it's good or whether it's not good, whether we understand it or not, but there's a cheshbon. There's a cheshbon, dikduk niflamoid. That's another chelik, another mesech tishleim in Ashi Odman by Teyachbach. It gives a person yishuv adas in that nesoyin, in that klala of b'zeyas apecha teichalechem. He knows what a shtabas is, but he knows sois kol sois is an ebishter. And you know something? How do you become a Baal B'tochen? How do you grow in B'tochen? I'll tell you one etzah. Every day, we make a bracha that, if you think about it, could make us a bigger Baal B'tochen. It's such a powerful injection in Hashgacha Pratis, if only we would hear and think what we're saying. We get up in the morning, and a person, and the older you get, the longer the list is, he's full of worries, he's full of daigus, he's one of the kabbonis of nefesh mibahala. He's missing the neira yair. You know what the eitz is? You know what every day, the medicine, which is not addictive, and it's not harmful, no side effects. Every day a person makes a bracha b'shem u'malchus, she'osa li kol tzarki. And I tell you, if you think about that bracha, if you think about the pashtus, the oimik, the halacha l'maisa in that bracha, you'll become a bigger Baal B'tochen. I hate to be descriptive, it's maybe not right, but l'man ha'inyan, let me be a little descriptive. You know what the bracha she'asa li kol tzarki means? It's like the Eibush, the Kaviyachal, sat down every morning and made a cheshbin what he needs and what he needs and what he needs. And lo yizeh ki yizeh. And every yid gets up b'shem u'malchus, and he thanks the Eibishter she'asa li kol tzarki. There's a special hasgacha pratis miuchadis from li to the Hashem Elokeinu. And taki, he has more, and he has less problems. He has a better kishon. He has a better family. He has a better job. He has better children. But I make a statement that is so powerful and that is so overwhelming if we think about it. She'asa li kol tzarki. Not she'asa li what he has, but I'm a kabbal that the Abish to Kaviyachal sat down, Kaviyachal, and gave me what I need. I gave a mussel once. You go to a hostel, right? There are different chaylim. Some people are on a special diet. Sodium-free, sugar-free, cholesterol-free, fat-free, meat-free, milk-free, right? And you look at the nurse, Azza Achsa, this one she gives without salt, this one without sugar, this one without cholesterol. Why do you do that? Why him, this, that, and this? That's a stupid question, right? The nurse is saving their lives. But you know who's really saving their lives? You know who's really making the life-saving decision? Not the nurse. There's a person that probably no one knows exists. He's called a dietitian. And he studies, and studies for years. And he does a medical checkup to each and every patient that this person can have salt, and he can have sugar, and he can have cholesterol. That person is the lifesaver of the hospital. If you give someone salt that shouldn't have salt, the person could die. So there's a person behind the scenes that no one knows exists, but the biggest Baal Chesed, the biggest Baal Atava. And that's the bracha we make with Shem HaMalchus every single day. She'asa li kol tzarki. There's an Eibishter Kaviyachal, and again, I don't like to be descriptive, that sits down every single day and figure out what's good for our shlichus hachayim, for our matzav hachayim, and she'asa li kol tzarki. Believe me, a person's pekula becomes lighter and lighter when it internalizes that message. I once saw in the Sefer Lachi Lei from Rav Moshe Schwab, the Gates of the Mashiach, such a beautiful, beautiful hergish. They write in the Hagdama, his lashon was Havera Hamura Beyosa Hayoimer Abenu Misha Ainay Mind in the Chalibai the Becha Sha'asa Likal Sarki. There is so much oimik to that. There is so much halacha l'mais to that. There is so much chizik and esayis to that statement. You know why it's the biggest aveira? Because when someone does not believe sha'asa likal sarki, still have kindness on chaverim and parents, why you did that, why you said that, why you forgot that. But if someone realizes sha'asa likal sarki, he'll see that the hakol me'ita yizbarach. He'll see tihina yivechaz Hashem, it's all the Eivishter. And he won't go around with kinna, he won't be consumed with kas, he won't have machloikis. He'll be in the oilam of the Eivishter. He'll live in the Gan Eden of Menuchas HaNefesh. And he'll never be plagued by that plague that's called Nefesh Miba'ala. It's the Aveira Chamur V'yaisa. Because it's the schlitzel bein adam lechaveroi and bein adam lemakayim that there's a cheshbin. There's a cheshbin even in a bad smell. Sha'asa li kol tzarki. I knew someone that had tzaris, something very, very difficult problem, and it was weighing heavily on his mind. And it was taking his toll. And I wanted very much to be nice to Baal, send out to help him, to Menachem. So I went over to him and said, you know, I have an ache for you. Take something, a food, a drink, or a maichel. That's the bracha shakol mi'abitvari. And hold it in your hand, and before you say the bracha, think about the meaning of the bracha shakol mi'abitvari. Not say this. Think about the pashat, the meaning of shakol mi'abitvari. You look around a world of millions and billions of ployim, of nifloyis habayah, the Oretz, the Meloyis, Tevel, the Yosheva. I could stand there and talk hours, look in the stifles form, the nifloyis habayah. A chava mine just told me that we were walking together and he said, see that dragonfly? He had these flies around. He says, you know, scientists are studying that for years to figure out how this dragonfly flies so close to the water without hitting it. Because if they could figure out the science of it, they could use it in helicopters and make the efficiency of helicopters that much more advanced. Did you ever think about Nefloyus Habayri of a dragonfly? And that's one of the millions and billions of a world that Kulay Oime Marabu Masecha Hashem Kulam Bechoch Masisa. That's on this world. And how about in Shemayim, and how about the stars and galaxies and the whole Nefloyus Habayra of Marabu Masech Hashem, that even Mahavda, the biggest guy, knows it's aim Shai. It takes a lifetime just to figure it all out. And you know, that's what you're saying, Shahakal Nir Bidvari. All the Nefloyus and all the Ployim, the Eivishter made Bidvar Hashem, Bidvar Hashem Shanaim Nasu. And I said, you don't think about that. Make a cheshbon. The Eivishter made a world of billions of Ployim. You think he can't give you a few more dollars? You think he can't give you a better gesund? You think he can give you a shidduch, whatever it is? But that should also be called sarki. That's what I need. You know, and I thought to myself, ba'asi l'lamed v'nimsa l'amad. That's such a wonderful practical etza. You say shahakol niya b'dvarei, you realize also be called sarki, because the Eibush is the kol yachal. You think you can't give me what I want, but there's a cheshbin. How many times do we say shakol ni b'dvarei? How many times do we miss an opportunity of being mechazik in b'tochen? But you know something? Recently, I had a new appreciation. I saw a different dimension to this bracha of shakol ni b'dvarei. And I want to ask you, did you ever wonder why a gomel has a short tail? Did you ever care? Do you care? Did you ever wonder why a cow has a long tail? Does anybody care? Wonder, worry why the cow has a long tail? Does anybody here ever think, wonder, or care why a grasshopper has soft antennas? Did anybody ever wonder why the bottom eyelid of a chicken goes over the top eyelid? It's almost like it's a left, like I'm making a comedy, right? Is anybody in the world care, know, worry about the chicken's eyelids or the soft antenna of the grasshopper? I would probably say nobody in the world knows and cares and concerns. But you know something? Sidoena, that worries even about the bottom eyelid of a chicken, and worries about the soft antenna, and worries about a long tail of a cow, and worries about a short tail of a gummel. And that's the Avinu of Harachamon. It's not pikuach nefesh of the gummel, it's not pikuach nefesh of the cow, but Marabu Masecha Hashem goes to the extent that the Avis is concerned to give a cow a built-in fly swatter. That's Hashgacha Pratis by a cow, by a grasshopper, by a gummel, by a chicken's eyelid. Shemi Shemaim, who in the world cares about a chicken's eyelid? You know who cares? Avinu Avarachman. The Borei Umani, the Abish that made the Eretz and Malayai. And Libi Yemi, this is the message. This is the Kol Chaloli Alma of that Gemara. He was showing him, look at the Hashgacha Pratis. Look at how the Abish is doyik for every one of his nizrayim, for even for an antenna, even for a tail. How much more for his ben chaver, for a Yiddish kind? How much more the Abish to worries Kaviyachol? Kaviyachol, the Abish to sit down every day. She'asa li kol tzarki. Look at the hashgacha protest nisplosh ein kamayu. How that should be ma'iras. To shahak el niyav edvarei, that you realize maybe there are no terutzim because really there are no kashis. And this is the Eitzah. This is the Sam HaChayim for Menuchas HaNefesh. Rav Volbe in the Chelagal of Amigration and Ches, he says, Bitochin margiyah es ha-pachodim ha-machasim in b'leiv kol adam. And he says, a person that lives with Bitochin never has worries. And when does it become bad for a person, Dr. Rav Volbe? When he leaves the Olam HaBetochen and goes into the world of Pechadim. And I think this is the message of the Gemara Shabbos. Realize this Hashgacha Pratis on every Chut Asara. On Yosef smelling Samim, there was a Cheshbin. On a grasshopper's antenna, there's a Cheshbin. A person has to start living more and more with Itay Yisborech. Not to see people, not to see tzaris, but to see, even if he's in Gates HaMavis, but realize Ki'ati Imadi. And Avada, let me tell you, this Indian sounds like a very difficult Indian. But I once saw the Mesil Sisharim, the end of Perek Yudalef. He speaks about an Indian also similar to this. And he says, I know it's hard, it might sound hard, but Kikasha Yasim Ha'odnam Beliboy V'yikvar Itzayna B'kviyas Li'ayit Mibale Hamida Atoyva Hazoyz. If a person wants and he's attentive to it, the ma'at hergel sheyargel atmei vazeh toshev leikala harbe yoseh mimasha yochel lachshev zeh hadova shanayisoyen yachiyach amitoy. In other words, it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's certainly not as hard as we think it is. And remember, particularly in this midanis gava of bitochin, of yishuv hadas, of menuchas hanefesh, we have so many ways that we could improve without spending any time. Of course, besides the union of learning Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Yira, but stop, in our daily Mahalach HaChayim, there are so many injections, there are so many chizukim that we could have if we would have, like the Mesil Sharm says, the little hisboininess. The bracha shehakol niyabedvarei is a double dosage in the tachin, as we said. So also Likot Tzorkin, before you say the bracha, think of what bothers you and make the bracha and understand the bracha. Look at Pesuka de Zimra, the Shvachim, the Eibishter, what the Eibishter made, and you think it can't give me a better family or a better kishrin. Shehakol niyabedvarei. Think about the Marabu Masach Hashem. Every time you bench, I mafiach you. If you say the benching, the first bracha b'kavana, that the Eibishter, and only the Eibishter is Azanas HaKol, you'll never chalila make shtiklach in business. Because they know them chaytav alay loy. Because it's the Eibishter that's Azanas HaKol. Because kol mezaynoy shaladam ketsuvim loy. Shabbos. Shabbos not to eat cholent. Shabbos is to realize that the Eibishter created the world. By Yechulu HaShemayim Va'aretz. If you say that, a person should fly with the Tachim. But that's what the Mitzvah Shalom says. A little hizboinus, you do it anyhow. You go through a Shabbos. Someone asks you, what's Shabbos all about? I'm not a chassid, I don't sing. What do I need Shabbos for? Shemei Shemaim. Shabbos is a chizik in emuna. You look around the whole world, this is when it happens. And let me leave you with a practical etzah. Besides these etzahs, again, these etzahs, each one is enough. But you know, we Yidden, we have sayings, we have expressions. Yes, Hashem. Basheret. Bez Hashem. I would like to tonight, Bez Hashem, coin a new expression. And I guarantee you, the more you use it, the more you internalize the meaning of this expression, you'll be a happier person, you'll have less nefesh mibahala, you'll have more menuchas hanefesh. When something happens that you don't like, when someone says something that you don't like, when someone does something that you don't like, or when you're missing something, or you want something, or you're consumed with kas or kinna or sinna, and you're a human being with human emotions and it's bothering you, and you're plotting, what should I do? I'm only human. You know what you should say? And I guarantee you it's going to work the more you do it. Tell yourself, Kach Ratzah Hashem. Not Emirtz Hashem, not Bli Neda, Kach Ratzah Hashem. Because even though the person might be a nudnik and he's a Rasha, but Mize Omer Vatei Hashem Moitziva. This is Ratzon Hashem. Because the Yisoid of my Betochen, the Yisoid of my Yiddish tide is that he has no Kayach to touch me without the Eibishter. So as bad as it is, and as bad as his Eilish is going to be, because he's a Baal Bechira. But Kach Ratzah Hashem. And when you're missing something and it bothers you, and you feel you're in the world of Nefesh Mibahala, Kach Ratzah Hashem. Mean it, understand it. It'll help you. That's the brach of the Baal Betochen, that a person could see a flame and a moisa and a zutayr of a zuschara. But you know why the Ger said that? Keret Veltin. Because he said Kach Ratzah Hashem. And you know how our Baron faced Yenu Machlo, the Yisurim Leroyim? Because he said Kach Ratzah Hashem. You know, we think, I wish things would be different. And sometimes we all think so, and we're all human. It's a good kasha, but remember, in Kach Ratzah Hashem, there's no kashas. But then I'm thinking, you know, maybe one day we'll be zoicha to see that it's a good thing, Kach Ratzah Hashem. It's a good thing that we didn't change things. It's a good thing that we understood then that the Abish is smarter than us, and it's a bigger mirachim. There's the most beautiful, beautiful maisa. I found it recently printed. You all know the story, but it's printed in the Mamloyes and Shoyftim, and Mamatayalis. The Ramban had a Talmud who was very, very sick. And the Ramban saw he was going to the Olam HaEmes, so he made up with him, Hetzichayim, my entire Talmud. I'm giving you a Kameya. With this Kameya, you go to the Olam HaEmes, you'll go from one Hechel to the other. Show the Kameya, you'll gain entrance. Until you get to the Hechster Hechel. And he gave him a ksav yad. And he said, my kushiyas atzumas, the Ramban writes, my kushiyas atzumas on the tzareis that Klal Yisrael has. Ask the Eibishter in this Heichala Elyon, what are the answers to my kashas? The Ramban, the Heilig Ramban, kushiyas atzumas. The Ramban wasn't worried about panos and jobs. Kushiyas atzumas could be the biggest kashas. So the Talmud was Mekabal, and he took the kimei in his hand, and he took the lead in his hand, and he was nifta shortly afterwards. Ramban was wondering, where's the Terutzim? Is the Yetzug is up? So one day the Ramban was learning, and he saw the Talmud in front of him. And the Talmud said, the Rebbe Zot Vissin, that whenever I showed the Rebbe's Kimeya, every Heichel opened up. Until I came to the Heichel of El Yain, and I took out the Kasha, the Rebbe's Kushis at Sumais, and I realized, they're not Kashis, there's no more Kushis. In the Heichel of El Yain, by the Bonner, by the Abish of Inavarachim, and I realize there are no Kashi that too much. You know, why do we don't live in the Hechel Elyon? And why do we have Kashi? And why we all have Tzaris? But we have to stay in the Hakara of Enoid Muvadai. That there's a Cheshvin Zikduk on every Chut HaTzaira. To realize Shahatul Niyibit Vorei is a way of coming to Menuchas HaNefesh. And Shahatulik of Tzarki is a guarantee in Menuchas HaNefesh. Live with the Abish, to live in the Olam of Menuchas HaNefesh. And the more that you stay in this Hakara of Kach Ratzah Hashem, Kach Ratzah Hashem, you will see the true bracha of Asi Adam B'Tei Yafach.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.